Welcome, welcome, welcome back, finally, to episode 9 of They Made Their Way to the Ring. Okay, it's time to address the elephant in the room here. And I'm not talking about a little elephant. Oh no, I'm talking about an African savannah elephant. That thing is huge. So I promised a weekly podcast and I couldn't deliver. Between busy work schedules, WrestleMania season, and literally just life. Plus, all things changing in the wrestling world, it didn't feel the right time to bring the next installment. It felt a little premature. But now I'm back, I'm ready, and this week I'm returning with some magic. To be precise, some twin magic. But first, WrestleMania. Yes, I'm late to the party, y'all. But did you enjoy the two-night special? I'll admit, I watched it. I enjoyed it. A day late, but I loved it nonetheless. Rhea as new SmackDown Women's Champion, did it feel right? For me, 100% yeah. She's a dominant force in that ring. She's great as a quarter of the Judgment Day, but her talent is, it's just outgrown the group and she needed gold around her waist. Charlotte was the right choice. She dethroned the Queen and now has a new roster to play with. So it's one-on-one versus the Queen. Are we going to see a third matchup at some point when Charlotte returns? I'm guessing so. That's if Rhea goes to SmackDown. Bianca retaining the Raw Women's Championship. I'll admit I'm a little bit bored of this. I think she's gone through the Raw talent and it's just becoming a bit stale. But I think the upcoming draft should help her. And I'd be here for call-ups like Alba Fire, Zoe Stark. But for me, I'd like to see Natalia brought to Raw. I'm not sure if her and Bianca have actually had a one-on-one matchup. That's something I'll have to check. But I'd be down for Natalia to win, be a quadruple crown champion, to have held the Divas Championship, the SmackDown Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, and the Women's Tag Team Championships. I think would be a good wind down to her career. I'm not saying she's leaving anytime soon, but the day's going to come. Speaking of NXT, Indy Hartwell, the new NXT Women's Champion. This had to happen. She's one of them. She's just been lost in the shuffle week by week. She hasn't really done much since her debut in 2020, but yeah, I'm down for that. But I think after this run, whether it's short, whether it's long, I think her next option is literally Raw or SmackDown. There's nowhere else for her to go. But like I said, I'm back. And this week, I bring to you, once again, the only thing better than one diva, two divas. Two women whose twin magic was far too bad for the Harry Potter world. Two women who cheated their way to victory countless times. A boss fighter, a title record holder, an almost constant tag team. They're sisters, they're Hall of Famers. They are the Bellas. That's right. Oh, wait. I'll do this properly. I am a pro wrestling ring announcer, right? Right? Making their way to the ring, from Scottsdale, Arizona, Brie and Nikki, the Bella Twins. Brianna and Nicole Garcia were born in Scottsdale, Arizona and raised in San Diego, California. Both are known first and foremost for their time and work in the biggest wrestling promotion in the world, WWE. Much like their inside joke, Nikki boasts about pushing Brie out of the womb first, being the older of the two twins, but it would be Brie Bella who debuted first on SmackDown in 2008. It was the August 29th edition of the Friday Night Brand where the universe would discover Brie Bella, a new face in the Divas division. With Mexican and Italian blood in her veins, she would be a firecracker inside the squared circle. She was immediately placed into a feud with the legendary Victoria and her new sidekick Natalya Neidhart. Brie would step to the heel duo in a number of matches. In each one, we would see Brie escape through the ropes and roll under the ring, something we hadn't seen before. Then seconds later, she would reappear. She looked revived and fresh, then she would go on to pick up the win. It was as if it was, well, magic. On the October 31st edition, Brie would attempt once more to roll under the ring, but Victoria became wise to this, grabbing her legs, but then a second pair of legs would kick Victoria away, implying another person lay under the ring. It wasn't until the week after when we would see the same thing once more. Brie picked up the win with an inside cradle, then attempted to escape the arena via the underneath of the ring, but Victoria and Natalya would have her cornered. both women attempting to grab her from under the ring, but what they got, nobody expected. One diva went under the ring, and two came out, looking identical. The universe was then introduced to Bree's twin sister Nikki, and with that, twin magic was born. We had a new tag team in WWE, a team bonded by their passion, bonded by blood. The twins had their first official match as a tag team on November the 21st edition of SmackDown and were successful in their debut match against the Bad Girls, Victoria and Natalya. Starting in November, the Bellas seemed to be lost in a shuffle. They were partnered with Primo and Carlito, managing the pair and accompanying them to the ring. This would go on for months until February of 2009 when The Miz and John Morrison would be featured in a weird angle. They would face Primo and Carlito with a stipulation that the winning team would win a date with the Bellas on Valentine's Day. Yep, like I said, weird. A couple of matches on and a few awkward segments later and we would see the first fight between the sisters. Nikki would turn heel and team with The Miz and Morrison and Brie would remain a babyface alongside Carlito and Primo. On the 31st of March during ECW, we were treated to the first official one-on-one match between the sisters. It would be Nikki who picked up the win over Brie with some outside assistance from The Miz. I liked this match. It felt for the first time in a long time like anything could happen. It was still original with bad versus good, but with a twist. They were sisters, similar styles of wrestling, but it made us choose a twin, and I for one was always Team Nikki. If you remember this match, who did you back all the way? In April 2009, after WrestleMania, we had the annual supplemental draft. This means every WWE superstar and diva is available to be drafted to a new show, a new roster. The Bellas were drafted to Raw and Brie would have her Raw debut in an 8-diva tag team match, but the sisters would be immediately reunited as a team and in true Bellas fashion, Nikki would be seen switching with her sister during the match from under the apron. The following month, Nikki made her official match debut in a Divas Battle Royal, which unfortunately she was eliminated by Beth Phoenix. In June of 2009, the Bellas would be traded to ECW. There they would have a number of matches against Katie Lee Burchill before being traded back to Raw in October. From here, they would embark on a journey to try and become number one contender for the Divas Championship, but would be unsuccessful. For the following few months, they would be inserted into a feud with Jillian Hall, both having matches on Raw and spilling over onto the minor show Superstars. The Bellas would take on Jillian, who would partner with Maryse, and they got the upper hand during their matches on more than one occasion due to some swapping mid-match. I love the Superstars show, mid-carders getting the TV time they deserve. I say bring it back. The Bellas would announce in August that they would be part of the company's newer developmental brand, NXT, for Season 3, an all-divas season to find the next big name for WWE. The twins would be mentor to Jamie, the first diva to be eliminated from the competition. But knowing the Bellas, we knew this wouldn't be the last we saw of them. They took issue with Kelly Kelly and her rookie, Naomi. From here, Nikki would show heel trends and this continued long into her career. I personally enjoyed this season of NXT, being a diva fan, but I much prefer what the brand has become today. In previous years, NXT was like the lower brand, the brand that wasn't as well recognised or watched, like the B-plus brand to Raw and SmackDown. But NXT has come into its own, and the women's division now, I'd say, is probably as strong, if not stronger, than the Raw and SmackDown brands. Yep, you heard it here first. I went there. I've put it out into the universe that, yep, I think NXT could easily rival the top-tier brands now. With names like Zoe Stark, Cora Jade, Tiffany Stratton, Alba Fire and Roxanne Perez, how could you think differently? If you do, let's set up a Twitter Spaces and get everyone involved. A healthy debate never killed anyone, right? On a side note, for $9.99 a month, you can go back and discover this series of NXT. It's definitely worth a watch, and many names had successful runs from this season and went on to bigger things, such as AJ Lee, Naomi, and Caitlyn, just to name a few. The Bellas would both turn heel for the first time in their career after experiencing sheer rage and jealousy, seeing Daniel Bryan, that's AEW's Bryan Danielson, and Brie's real-life husband, have an on-screen relationship with Gail Kim. The Bellas would go on to attack her week after week, and this led to matches teaming with fellow heel Melina to take on Gail, Natalya, and Divas champion Eve. Man, wrestling is like a soap opera, isn't it? Just with more glitz, glamour, and sparkles. On April the 11th, on Monday Night Raw, with the help of Nikki, Brie would defeat Eve and become the new Divas Champion. The first time either sister had held a title in WWE. the first of three reigns for the duo. Brie successfully defended the title against Kelly Kelly at Over the Limit. From this point, the Bellas would seem to be on a losing streak in tag team matches, and on a special Power to the People edition of Raw, Kelly Kelly was selected by the fans to face Brie once more for the Divas Championship. Kelly would pin Brie, becoming a new Divas Champion. Some months down the line, Nikki had her first title win after defeating Beth Phoenix, but at Extreme Rules, Layla returned. Oh, I loved Layla. A year on from a Loser Leaves WWE match against former BFF Michelle McCool, she picked up the win against Nikki after a failed twin magic took place, and Layla was our new Divas Champion. The Bellas got a chance at redemption the next night on Raw. It would be a triple threat, Layla versus Nikki versus Brie. It was clear from the start of the match there were issues between the sisters, and what felt like seconds after the bell, it rang again, and Layla was still Divas Champion. At this point, one of my favourite Bella Twins phrases came around. You ready? Wait, what? Excuse me, you're joking, right? Do you know this segment? Let me fill you in. So after the Bellas lost the Divas title match, later that night, they'd be seen storming down the corridor wanting a meeting with the GM of Raw, the real-life husband of their mother, Kathy, John Laurinaitis. But it would be acting official Eve Torres that had some choice words for the twins. Short and sweet, you're fired. This angle was written as it was stated the twins' contracts were up and they decided not to renew. And that was the end of the Bella Twins, for now. In a little fun fact, with the newest installment, did you know that the Bellas have appeared in not one but 11 main console games? They recently returned after having a one-year hiatus to this year's title, WWE 2K23. And yep, I pre-order every year. Speaking of returns, the Bellas would be seen back on WWE TV in 2013. They had a feud with another Divas tag team consisting of Cameron and Naomi, the Funkadactyls. During WrestleMania 29, the Bellas would make headlines again after their match was cut due to time restraints. I think this was the beginning of the rumblings for one of the biggest movements in women's wrestling history. The fans weren't happy. They were vocal about it, and big things were to come. In June 2013, we were introduced to a new kind of reality show, Total Divas. The Bellas would headline the cast alongside Natalya, Cameron, Naomi, and newest members of the Divas roster, Eva Marie and JoJo. The show would delve into the lives of a diva, inside and outside the ring, and would introduce fans to the cast's real-life partners, homes, and lives. The Bellas would feature in all 9 seasons of Total Divas, and a spin-off named Total Bellas would follow soon after. Both of these have been hit shows and have brought in new audiences to the wrestling world. I enjoyed every series of Total Divas. It was full of drama, it was full of laughs, and I just enjoyed seeing new names enter the fold. Alexa Bliss, Lana, Renee Young, and Rosa Mendez, to name a few. So, back in the wrestling ring, Brie would soon become the biggest name on the Divas roster when she entered a feud with the boss's daughter, Stephanie McMahon. She made it her business to align herself with her husband, Daniel Bryan, when the Authority, a faction at the head of the table, were making Bryan's life, quite frankly, a misery. Bryan was the WWE champion and was forced to either relinquish the title voluntarily or his wife Brie would be fired. In Brie's last action as a diva, she slapped Stephanie after a heated confrontation and quit before she was fired. Nikki was then held responsible for this slap, as she was the closest person to Brie, and Stephanie would put her in a number of handicap matches and attacks for weeks to come. Brie would return to television in July in a number of segments with Stephanie. Both women would be arrested and would trade slaps, and this would lead to a match at SummerSlam. Stephanie looked great. Brie brought the fight, but in the end, Nikki came to ringside and attacked her sister, leading to another heel turn, seemingly aligning herself with Stephanie and Triple H and allowing Steph the 1-2-3. In the coming months, Brie's return to the ring would see Nikki align herself with Stephanie, and the pair would make sure Brie was placed into handicap matches, much like she had to endure. But Brie kept on coming out on top, picking up win after win, a true hero. Raw would even see a hilarious Jerry Springer segment to try and reunite the Bellas, but he failed to do so. Stephanie then declared Nikki the face of the Divas division and basically handed her a Divas title shot, but she was unsuccessful. Nikki would then hire Brie as her personal assistant and force her to do degrading things, but this was the start of the Bellas slowly reuniting. It was turning a corner. After winning a Divas Battle Royal, Nikki earned herself a Divas Championship match, and at Survivor Series, she took her opportunity against AJ Lee and beat her in jaw-dropping time. The entrance displayed obvious issues between the sisters. Lillian announced the competitors and the match was underway, and within seconds, Brie jumped on the apron holding AJ's title belt. AJ, obviously distracted, was seen showing signs of a struggle. Which twin does she take down first? Brie grabbed AJ by the hair, kissed her while holding her title. Then Nikki took advantage with a sucker punch and laid her opponent out with the rack attack. And here stood the new Divas champion, Nikki Bella. At this point, the twins had reconciled and a new era had begun, the Bella Twins era. I ran a poll over on Twitter, your favourite Bella Twins moment, and the votes came thick and fast. The options were Brie versus the Boss, not Sasha, that's Stephanie, just to be clear, Nikki's record-setting title reign, the Bella's Royal Rumble return, or the Hall of Fame induction. And 50% of you voted for Brie versus Stephanie. Now, I've got to side with the majority here. I love this too. Not as much for Brie, but it was so fresh to see Stephanie back on TV, being the true badass bitch that she really is. I always get excited when the past talent comes back, whether it be for a 24/7 title win, a backstage segment, or one last run. I always enjoy it. And I have to say, Stephanie is one of the best female heels ever to grace WWE television. From this point on, in 2015, the Bellas were carrying the Divas division on both Raw and SmackDown. Nikki holding the Divas Championship with Brie by her side, the competition just wasn't there. It felt something was missing. They had an ongoing feud with Paige. Paige quoted this as her house, but the Bellas reminded her it may be her house, but she's living in the Bellas world, and how true this was. Paige unsuccessfully tried to recruit the Divas, rally the troops, but nobody wanted any part of taking on Team Bella. Nikki and Brie enlisted the help of fellow veteran Alicia Fox, and the trio were unstoppable. That was until the thorn in their side, Stephanie McMahon, announced on Raw in July of 2014 that a new era was upon us. The Give Divas a Chance hashtag trended on Twitter for days, and the higher-ups just had to take note. The Diva fans felt let down, and they were very, very, rightly so, vocal about it. I was one of them. Steph reminded Team Bella that she was still very much in charge and she ran the show. She liked what Paige brought to the table. She had courage, but she didn't have the numbers to back her up. And so the call-ups came. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch would be called upon to align with Paige, creating Team PCB. Then Naomi and Tamina came to ringside with a big issue. They had issues with both the Bellas and Paige. Stephanie said she was glad they came to ringside because there was another boss in town, someone who was happy to team with Naomi and Tamina and throw down with both teams, and this would create Team Bad. The Divas became superstars, and we once again had fire in the women's division. This all stemmed from WrestleMania 31. We thought we were getting the twins versus AJ and Paige, and that we did, but the entrances were longer than the match. This sparked a worldwide anger from fans, and the hashtag was created, Give Divas a Chance. It trended for days worldwide. WWE knew they had to do something about it. The fans were in uproar. So they brought up NXT talent, relinquished the Divas Championship, and brought in a new, redesigned WWE Women's Championship, unveiled by legend and former women's champion Lita. And the Divas would simply now be referred to as superstars, much like their male counterparts. Nikki holds the accomplishment of longest reigning Divas champion for 301 days. This was a very entertaining reign, and for the best part of a year, Nikki and Brie ran that Divas division. The Bellas would also go on to feature in the first and only all-women's pay-per-view Evolution and have returns at the all-women's Royal Rumbles. The best pop for me was the first Women's Royal Rumble in 2018. It was great to see the Bellas back. They looked great and they hadn't missed a step. The first Rumble, Nikki scored an upset by eliminating her sister. Let's face it, we all wanted both Bellas to win. She almost had Asuka beat in the ring with a strong style, but it just wasn't meant to be. The next one saw Brie return the favour, eliminating Nikki from the match. And the last one, more recently, saw a brief Team Bella reunion before the Bellas eliminated Foxy. That for me is why the Rumble is my favourite pay-per-view. It just allows for these moments and reunions, and it all makes perfect sense, and it doesn't need to be a weekly programme. It can be done in a brief interaction lasting seconds and the crowd pops hard. We've had a few of these over the years. Mickey and Trish face-to-face, Sasha and Melina, a dream matchup. Jillian's return, that just brought the comedy. I love that, Billy and Jilly. Cameron being laid out by Sonya Deville. Tori Wilson's many returns. I could go on, but what were yours? The twins are both very busy in their new life outside the ring now. They're in clothing and wine companies, appear on TV shows, have children of their own, they're married, they have a podcast, occasionally come back to the ring for special appearances. I'm just tired reading this. I need to find more to do with my time. To think I could have trained to do this. If I had my time again, I would love to train to run the ropes and take some bumps. If anyone wants to point me in the right direction, DMs are always open. Just saying. I, for one, have loved the recently returning Trish and Lita segments, winning and defending the women's tag team titles. It felt fresh seeing these two return this time. And yeah, like Alundra Blaze said, it has felt a little bit stale over the years, or very samey, with Trish and Lita returning sort of year upon year. But this time it felt solid, and they've both shown they can still go. I know the Bellas have in recent weeks left the company altogether. They're now known simply as Nikki and Brie Garcia, but if I had my way, I'd have liked to have seen the Bellas have a run as tag team champs, facing the likes of Natalya and Tamina, or Natalya and Beth, maybe have Maryse in the mix. I don't know, who would be your dream match for the Bellas in the tag team division? Let me know. But for now, we've reached the end of episode 9. I often mention at this point the Hall of Fame. This time, however, the talent are already inducted. So, my opinion, do I think the Bellas deserved a spot? Yeah, I think they do. They've brought a lot to the table. Do I think the timing was right? No, maybe not. I worry that the likes of women before them, such as Melina, Mickey, Victoria, for example, might be overlooked and not given their flowers. Maybe like a generation has been skipped. I don't know. It's like I always say, without these women paving the way, there would be no Bella Twins and so on. So yeah, I do agree they should have been inducted. I'm glad they were. Maybe it was a little bit sudden, but I'm happy that it happened all the same. So thank you all again for joining me on this wind down to the end of season 1. You can find me as usual over on Twitter at @Slee_Ryan. DM me, tweet me, hashtag they made their way to the ring. Just give me some feedback. I love creating this content so we can all take a trip down memory lane and relive these legendary careers together. Remember, this podcast is available on Spotify and what was Anchor, that is now Spotify for Podcasters. This has been They Made Their Way to the Ring. And until next time, ding, ding, ding.